It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Boy. Now, it's time for Sid's Take.
Sid's Take! Sid's Take, yeah!
Good luck. It's Sid's Take, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.
Another day, another wonderful, fun, jam-packed edition of the Peerless Spoiler Sid's Take Contest. Phil, will you get in here and shut the damn door? Phil, get in here and shut the door.
All right, I'm on it.
God. The game, once again, sponsored by Pete Morgan and Peerless Spoilers. Go to PeerlessSpoilers.com, PavilionTankless.com to find a dealer near you.
It takes him so long.
I mean, it's crazy. He's got to talk to like 4 million people on the way.
It's 4 feet away.
Come on, let's go. Oh, now he's going to sit in here, so I have to look at him the whole time. This is really great. This is turning into a disaster. I didn't even finish. I have to finish. You got to go to PeerlessSpoilers.com, PavilionTankless.com to find a dealer near you, Phil.
The door!
Because they're America's best built boilers. Anyway, our contestant for today's game, Rick, out in New Jersey. By the way, I'm Justin Ellick. You know the name. Hey now. I'm your host of the game.
We're closing the door.
Yeah. Hey, Rick. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Justin?
I'm good, man. You're out in New Jersey. Whereabouts?
Elmwood Park.
Oh, how about that? Very cool, man. All right, you ready for today's game? It's Which Came First Wednesday. I'm going to give you two events, historical events, whatever they are, sports-related, history-related, all that good stuff. And you're going to tell me which came first. How about that?
Okay, go for it.
All right, here we go. Number one, the Titanic sank on its maiden voyage, or Congress declared war on Germany, entering World War I.
War, Germany first.
What?
What now?
I think you said war.
The war first.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Loser!
Nope. The correct answer would be the Titanic. It sank in 1912, and the war started in 1917. Number two, which came first, Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub, or Black Sabbath released their debut self-titled album?
Oh, boy. Let's go with Morrison.
Loser! Yeah.
Not very lucky on those guesses so far, Rick. Black Sabbath released their debut album in 1970, and Jim Morrison found dead in 1971. All right, on to number three, 0 for 2 thus far. Let's go for a correct answer here. LeBron James won his first NBA championship, or Stephen Curry was drafted by the Golden State Warriors?
Not a sports fan. Let's go with LeBron.
I'd say let's go with Steph Curry, because that's the correct answer.
Rick should not bet any money on a coin flip anytime soon.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Don't buy a lottery ticket anytime soon, Rick, okay?
Don't you guys have any science questions?
Yeah.
Tails.
Well, I'm trying.
Tails.
I'm trying here.
Right. H2O.
Yeah. All right, Rick, 0 for 3. On to number 4. Jalen Hurts Sr. died in the Daytona 500, or Dale Earnhardt Jr. won his first Daytona 500.
Dale Earnhardt died first.
There we go.
We're on the board. We're on the board.
On the board, Ricky. 1 for 4 for Rick. Dale Earnhardt died in 2001, and his son won his first Daytona 500 in 2003. On to number 5, 1 for 4. In an attempt to go 2 for 5, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, or Joe Biden fell off that bike. Do you remember when he fell off the bike, Rick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
Think he won't save it.
I think Chris was first.
Oh, my God! That is a spectacular...
Damn right, Jack.
...closing effort out of Rick, getting the last two questions correct. Going 2 for 5 in today's game. And now, we attempt to reel in the big fish here. This was like, Lewis, I went deep-sea fishing in Costa Rica, and I had a big king bull mahi-mahi on the line.
Oh, I love this story.
I could see it flipping around from 100 yards away, and
yeah,
I had it within 5 feet of the boat. And And
I can't find him, so I'm just going to play the game.
And then the line hit the boat, and the line snapped, and the fisherman...
What are you possibly talking about?
Captain Howard got all upset at me. He wanted to brag to all his fishermen.
Hurry up, Chief. Time's a waste.
I was like, Captain Howard, this is literally the first time I've ever held a rod.
What are you possibly talking about?
I don't know. This
shark will swallow you
home. What do you do? He's been trying to figure out how to download the Rumble app. So he can...
Back to the show.
So he can...
Kimberly just texted me, and I quote... Well, you read it.
Okay. Love you, so proud of you. Oh, that's so nice of her.
Kind
of
nice. Yeah. Love you, so proud of you, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Wow. How about that?
I'm a big star.
Very high praise. Well, yeah. Small-time stars don't get 7-6s, bro.
You're right about that.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
You're right about that.
He went 2-for-5.
Sean Bradley was 7-6.
That's right. Good point. Oh, out of BYU. Played for the Nets, the 76ers, and others. Dallas. Good job, Philly.
That's it.
All right, let's blow through the damn thing here. Number one, which came first? The Titanic sank on its maiden voyage, or Congress declared war on Germany, entering World War One?
World War One. Son of a bitch.
Titanic, 1912. World War One, 1917.
Oh, I thought it was 22. That's why. Okay. I think it was on my birthday, like April 19th or something like that.
Oh.
How'd you celebrate?
Maybe the 20th. I don't know.
So with the Titanic? Yeah. Is that how you celebrate?
Yeah. I suck at these games.
Oh, for one.
No, but Pete Morgan told me yesterday, because he has sponsored all these games from Beat Bernie to Beat Sid, that he believes these new versions that we've been doing the last couple of months are far and away the best of all the games he's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to Macedonia Phil for writing them and Justin for hosting them.
Well, I'd be inclined to agree there, Pete.
Sure. 7-6.
Big friend of the program. On to number two. Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub, or Black Sabbath released their debut self-titled album.
Black Sabbath.
How about that?
Morrison is buried in what European country? My wife went to the gravesite.
Denmark. Oh.
Let's see if they got it.
Holland.
No.
Horrible guess.
No.
You want to guess, Philly?
Denmark.
Even worse.
It's got a big...
Tony Parker is from there, the former San Antonio...
France?
Romania.
France, very good. Yes. No, France.
When you say found dead, that implies someone lost him.
Romania. Zip it,
number
Bill.
Number three,
one for two. LeBron James won his first NBA championship, or Stephen Curry was drafted by the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, LeBron.
Really? Stephen Curry drafted in 2009. LeBron wins in 2012.
This game is tough. Right?
It's a hard game.
It's a very, very hard game. I don't like it.
One for three. On to number four. Dale Earnhardt Sr. died in the Daytona 500, or his son Jr. won his first Daytona 500.
That's a great question.
It is.
Did he die? I know he died in Brookline. Dale Earnhardt. That was in the Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote the question?
He did.
Oh, it was me.
Oh, but you don't even know.
No, I just assumed.
We
know. I just assumed. I'm going to go with...
there it is.
I'm going to go with the dad died first.
Yep. Spectacular! No. 2001 versus 2003.
Did I win?
No, not yet. You're going to need this one to win. On to number five. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, or Joe Biden. He fell off that bike.
Ooh. Well, Will Smith was just last year.
Mm.
Biden was also about last year.
Mm.
Well, it's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Biden fell off the bike.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you eat me, you... God, I knew it was the other one,
you
too.
You got to think about it. The Oscars are in the winter. The Oscars are in the winter.
Right.
And why would Biden be riding a bike?
No, the Oscars are in April, aren't they?
February.
No, they're like this weekend.
They're coming up.
And why would you be riding a bike in the winter?
What could have happened in the winter, summer of the year before, Justin? That's a possibility.
I've never even ridden a bike in my whole life.
Yeah, I know. You don't know how.
That's kind of sad.
I don't ride a bike.
I feel sorry.
Because you don't know how to ride a bike. You've got to make that abundantly clear.
Pathetic.
Can you tune a fish?
Did I win?
You tied.
I tied. All right, Rick from New Jersey, good job. We'll come back and wrap things up. 2-2 tie right into this.
It's Sid's Take, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.